You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are visiting with Maria Norris, the CEO and founder of MariaNorris.com, a company dedicated to helping women achieve their career goals in style and confidence. With a distinguished career in finance, she has successfully navigated the male-dominated business world. Her latest book, The Unspoken Code, A Businesswoman's No-Nonsense Guide to Making It in the Corporate World, provides women with the tools to awaken their dreams and reach their highest goals. Maria, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric, and great to be here and to share the word and helping women move forward.
It sounds like a plan to me. So tell us, what was your motivation for writing this book?
I've been in business for 35 years and watching women succeed and also watching women that didn't succeed. And being an observer of this, I knew I had to write about this because I see women that have confidence and are moving forward in their careers. And the women that are coming often right out of the schooling and getting into their businesses, and after 3 or 4 years, they're faltering. So observing this for over the years, I knew that this was really important to bring to light, because a lot of this goes unspoken. When you are in the business world, an entrepreneur, and you're going against the very competitive world that we live in today, it's really important to know the unspoken code of what is happening out there behind the scenes when you're walking into a business and you're dealing with four generations, for example, of men, and as a woman, can often be intimidating when perhaps that 60 or 70-year-old isn't really wanting to give you the time of day. So it's very important for us to understand what that unspoken code is, so when we go into a business and we're in business negotiations, that we can have that into our system and making sure that we are going in with confidence and we're going in with business savvy and being able to be under the standing of communication for these environments. Because it's much different. Men and women definitely work differently. And my goal in helping women out is to make sure that they're understanding what the end goal is and making sure that they're maneuvering in this very tricky world of the different sexes and the gender differences, and making sure they're accomplishing their goals.
You also talk about the ABCs and getting ahead, a great attitude, good business behavior, and business confidence. Get into some of those details there, if you would.
Absolutely. The ABCs are really what it boils down to. When you walk into the work every single day, it's, you know, attitude, having a really amazing attitude when you walk in, because a lot of times women are very overwhelmed with their time schedules, and when they're walking into the office or their business, they've already been doing 3 or 4 or 5 items in their home life career, and so they're going in and they perhaps are having that little bit of a stress. And so my recommendation is, when women go into the business world every single day, is to put on that smile no matter what is going on in your life. When you're in business, check that emotional side or the personal side at the door and walk in with a great attitude that you are there to do business and you are there to be very positive in your environment, because people like to work with people that are positive and that will only help get you ahead. As far as business behavior, is really important in knowing that when we're walking into a business in any way, shape, or form, to really be understanding of time management and making sure that your behavior in the business is one that is also in a positive mode. In other words, checking the media, social media. I mean, in today's times, we check our phone 80 times a day, unlock that little code to get us in, and we're good to go, right? But in the workplace, that's really not appropriate. appropriate. So really locating on the social media and getting to the business area of it and making sure that you're a team player, making sure that you're not a clock watcher, and then at that point also with confidence. So important. When you walk into the door and you are confident, people want to deal with confident people. And that not only includes your colleagues, or the people you're working with at work, but it also includes any business dealing. For example, if you were to go into an environment and you were looking at a professional and they weren't confident, you wouldn't want to deal with them. And not everyone is born with confidence. In fact, none of us are. And a lot of us, what we do is to go into work and just know that having a confident attitude, even if you really don't believe it, this is the place where you fake it till you make it. And that is very true because people want to deal with confidence. So just take that power pose as far as a super woman or Wonder Woman pose. Few minutes before you go into a meeting and know that you can accomplish that job, because there are very many environments that you're going to be intimidated by alpha personalities, and to make sure that that is just nothing different than just dealing with someone who has an alpha personality, and we can get by that, and I show the women tips on how to do that.
Also in the book, you analogize a woman's life to a woman holding a glass of water with six holes in it. Explain what you mean there.
Absolutely, and this ties into confidence, because the more that we can handle things in our business, in our work world, the more confident we will become, because we're going to be more relaxed. So I teach women to really laugh about all that we have to deal with. And I relate to holding a glass of water, and the glass of water has six or sometimes even seven holes, and you have only five fingers, and you're holding that glass of water, and each one of those holes represents a part of your life, your personal life, if you have a family, if you have parents you're looking after, if you have a business commute that's very intense, your health, your business, obviously, and all of these holes represent our lives, and we don't have enough fingers to cover everything, so at times, you're be in a leaking mode. Perhaps if you have a business investments and programs you have to have done this week, a presentation, you know that perhaps you may not get to the gym on time. So that may be one of the holes that are going to be leaking. And, you know, family members, you have to deal with that with families, and you're going into work, and that's on your mind, and maybe that, you know, you're going to have a babysitter or a nanny to help out getting you through that part. That's going to be one of the leaking holes. So the things that you can't get to during your time is just laugh about the ones that you can't get to. This week it's not going to be my workout week. This week I'm going to be a little bit lax on talking to my friends because I've got so much work to do, and I know that that's my priority. So just know that. And I also relate to the fact that the difference is with men, they often have four holes in their glasses and they have five fingers. There's not a time very often that a lot of men don't have time for golf or don't have time for going out and having cigars with guys, because of the fact that they're not the prime responsibility of caregivers typically in a family environment. They're not the ones taking the kids to the doctor or taking care of their parents or buying the presents at the holidays. So this is really more responsibilities that women carry, and I say do this with a sense of humor to get you through it. And when you do that and you relax about it and knowing that at all times you're not going to be able to get all of those areas covered constantly, then we can have humor about it and laugh about it and feel less stressed and then turn be more confident about your life.
Tell us, what gifts do women possess that men generally don't really acquire?
This is one of the things that I believe that the importance of weaving together with men and women in the workplace, because what I look at is what men offer and what women offer, it is the best in the combination. So I say that what we offer gets the number to six, right? With our empathy, and we are very detailed. We have communication skills that men don't have. They would love to have our communication skills or building relationships. We can go into a room, and all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, we've made three friends because of our empathy and our communication, being able to build the relationships. So what we have and then also what men have, okay, are areas that perhaps with the alpha closing, the personalities, the strong personalities, all the things that men have and the women have together, I say that men, how do you get to six? They always say 3 plus 3. Of course, it's easy. And women will say, well, maybe it's 3 times 2 or maybe it's 5 plus 1. But the end result is still the same. So between the women's leadership areas that men don't possess and the areas that women don't possess that men bring in, that it equals to not a 10 in a relationship, but a 12 in any business relationship. So honoring what we all bring to the table.
Great stuff there today. We're joined by Maria Norris, the author of her latest book, The Unspoken Code, a Businesswoman's No-Nonsense Guide to Making It in the Corporate World, providing women with the tools to awaken their dreams and reach their highest goals. Here on Enterprise Radio, working in association with our author channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Maria, you focus on the number 12 as the end result benefit for diversified companies based on a scale from 1 to 10. What are you referring to here?
What I'm referring to is that if we, as females and males in the area of diversity and building our leadership between men and women and bringing it at a higher level, because of the past 10 years, 15 years, there really hasn't budged. There's not enough women in leadership. And what I focus on is the benefits that women can be drawn from a business environment to become in more leadership roles and really get into that role. And there's just recent studies that show that if you ask a man on the diversity end of their business, where do they think that they've accomplished diversity, and over 60% of men say, yeah, we've got it down. Well, that's not the case, because we only have such a small amount in C-suites as far as women. So what I'm saying is, really bring in, I'm asking men to help bring in more women into their business because of what we do offer. And studies show that when you have more women on your leadership teams, that their financial results are much higher in valuations of that corporation. And so if we can blend the women and the men together to bring that up and that valuation up to a 12, then we're going to be a superior company or a superior organization by bringing both men and women into the management team and making a collaborative effort.
And the next detail I really like, you tell women to put on their own oxygen mask on first. Talk to us about that and why.
Women, because of what we're handling, it's very stressful to be able to really handle basically two jobs, right? Women go to work in the morning. They're usually the ones that are getting the kids out the door, and they're the ones that are actually having the extra responsibility of making sure that the household's being run, even though they have a career outside the home. So that is stressful. So my recommendation for women, again, to lessen the stress, which, again, in the big picture brings our confidence up when we're relaxed, is to make sure that they are taking care of themselves. And I have tips in my book, which you can get on Amazon and many of the other sources, that should go over what we can do to reduce our stress. And that's even if it takes 5 minutes or 3 minutes, tips that everyone can use, such as just breathing exercises or just taking a walk around the block, can actually lower the cortisol in our brain, in our body, that will actually reduce the stress for women. So taking care of us is number one, because if you don't take care of yourself first, you can't take care of your world, you can't take care of your family, you can't take care of your business effectively.
Now, you also teach women to get comfortable being uncomfortable in dealing with strong alpha personalities. Get into some of those details as well.
That is one area that is so important, because I teach women, when you are going into an alpha personality, and it could be a female alpha and it could be a male alpha. I mean, tendency, there's going to be more male alphas. But the key here is that a lot of the male alphas don't really know that how to deal with women, because they've been dealing with men. If you're dealing in a male-dominated area in particular, they've been dealing with men all along. They get right to the point. They get right into the bottom line. They have that quick way of getting there, and they really don't talk about their emotions, or emotions don't come out, where women do. And they do have those emotions. They do have more words that they share. And so what I teach women is to lean in, get in the game, be uncomfortable, knowing you're going to be challenged. And that's okay. To be challenged, that's how men roll. If you view how men interact in business, they're always challenging each other. And they're actually doing it with Jess. They're just trying to see how much you actually believe in yourself. And so I teach women to understand that that is the way that men, their male brains operate. So be comfortable with that. Be uncomfortable. It may be uncomfortable, but I want you to get comfortable doing that, because the more that you can do that, the more open you're going to be getting more opportunities at work as a team player.
We see so many today going casual in the corporate world. Why is dressing for success so important when the corporate world is going so casual?
Absolutely. Really good point. Because I stress that this, when you go to work, you are wearing a uniform. And I'll give you an example. If you're boarding an airplane and you're looking in the cockpit and you see the captain, whether female or male, dressed in a crumpled up t-shirt, and let's say, for example, maybe a 5-day beard, looking really tired, or makeup under their eyes. They're just being, you know, when you get on that plane and you see that, you're going to want to get off that plane saying, you know, I'm not confident that this is someone who's going to take me to my destination. You want them to look as what you in your mind are expecting. And I teach women in particular, because we have a lot more choices because of the fashion world, is to really focus on not what you think is right or you want to be casual, but if you're a business situation where you meet a client or a business opportunity and you're not dressed to the A game is what I call it, you may lose that opportunity if you're too lax in how you dress. So my recommendation is, yes, you can dress, you know, casual on certain situations and certain days, but if you can continually know that the A game is in mind, you're open for any opportunity. Let's say you're going out for a lunch and you are dressed on your A game and you meet a possible referral that someone introduces you to. If you're dressed really casually, they're going to say, maybe that's just that's how they carry their business. It's a casual format in their mind, because how you dress is how you act. And there are scientific studies, for example, that the least amount of dress that you have, and if you're dressing sloppy or really casual, it has an actual effect on your outcome of your work input. If you're dressed in business clothing, that you actually have a different output in your work and the level that you can actually supply your clients.
I couldn't agree more with you, and a great analogy as well. Lastly, what other tips do you have for women in the workplace?
What my recommendation for women in the workplace is to realize that you have more power than you think. Often women will come up to me, they feel they don't have the power to go forward, and they do have more power. They just have to own it, lean in, and move forward.
Some really rich information shared here today. We can't thank you enough. Where can listeners get more details on your book, The Unspoken Code? Certainly sounds like a must read.
Absolutely. I have my website is marianorris.com, and it is full of all kinds of blogs and tips and videos about confidence and about dressing for success and about how to be in a position in a male-dominated world and what to say, how to position yourself, what one-liners can you do. So it's all there on my website, and you can go on there and also click on how to purchase my book if you wish to do that. The book is a great work manual. Each chapter has bullet points along with what to do next, what not to do next. So it's really a workshop book all in one, and it's a quick weekend read because I know all women are busy. And even males have come to me that have read the book and said, I'm really appreciative of this. I didn't know this, I didn't know that, and actually I'm doing a few things right too. So it really, it's something that you would use as a manual and keep at your desk.
Maria, again, we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and all the best and continued success.
Thank you, Eric, let's make this world a better place with changing of a guard in a way that we all become a 12.
Bring it on. I like the sounds of that. We've been speaking with Maria Norris, the CEO and founder of MariaNorris.com, a company dedicated to helping women achieve their career goals with style and confidence. Her latest book, The Unspoken Code of Business Woman's No-Nonsense Guide to Making It in the Corporate World, provides women with the tools to awaken their dreams and reach their highest goals. And for all the details, visit MariaNorris.com. And this is Eric Dyne. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.